And because of QQuack Radio News investigative reporting, we now know why two suitcases of women's lingerie were discovered in the trunk of the mayor's official car.
Heck of a story, Bill.
Sure was, Sandy. But folks, you're not going to believe our next story.
That's right, Bill. Coming right up after this.
None of us can avoid that historic trip to the other side. But Night Hag Death Emporium will make the journey comfortable and serene. We're located in more than 50 countries and serve every region in the world, including both Inner and Outer Mongolia. We are able to provide everything, from the traditional wood casket Midwest departure, to the burning funeral pyre next to the Ganges, to the tearing of flesh by a pack of hyenas on the Serengeti. We at Night Hag Death Emporium take pride in our departure preparations. Give us a chance to assist you personally. Visit us at hagemporium.com. Wishing you well, this is Arnold Axelrod for Night Hag Death Emporium. Bon voyage!
Okay, now this story comes from Anchorage. Killing chillbillies for Jesus. Authorities in Alaska have announced that the slaughtering of wolves from airplanes has not slowed down the bloodlust of white primitives, according to state officials. The Alaska Bureau of Statistics has estimated that approximately 49% of Alaskan residents are now officially designated pure white primitives. This number could rise slightly, according to sources within the ABOS. Also announced 2 days ago in the state capital of Juneau, officials have now confirmed that contingency plans have been in place for several months in the event that wolf slaughter did not satisfy the highly volatile white primitive community. As reported, the broad outline of the plan is as follows. Any white primitive that signs the official release form, which can be obtained at all local police departments, slacker-priced supermarkets, and cheap wine liquors, will be eligible for the Alaska hunt. Participants will also receive written assurances from the governor and religious leaders in the state of being fast-tracked to the Emerald City on the Hill.
Furthermore, immediate family members, upon the certified death of the specified primitive in the Alaska hunt, will receive tax-free a lump sum payment of $7,500. One semi-automatic rifle with a retail value of $450, one all-terrain vehicle with a color choice of red or purple, 5 cases of any domestic beer, and no mandatory education requirement for any child in the immediate family over the age of 12 years. Ebeda Del Ho, pastor of the revised and revamped Latter-day Reformed and Reconstituted Church of the Essence of Jesus, will provide official counseling to the white primitive participants and their immediate families. Del Ho will also give the final blessing to any white primitive who has successfully avoided being killed in the 3-day hunt. At the conclusion of the blessing, the white primitive will be humanely terminated by an anonymous official in the Alaskan Wildlife Department. If checked on the release form, the participant's organs will be sent immediately to the National Pay Much Less Organ Finder Foundation. As well, if checked on the release form and certified by the Alaska Food and Health Department, the flesh of the participants will be packaged and frozen and given to needy Alaskan families who meet the designated poverty level. In Alaska, the required annual income for a family of three must be less than $2,500.
It's a heck of a story, Bill. But believe it or not, there's even more. It's the special bonus provision. Immediate family members are eligible to receive an additional $1,500, 1 year of free prenatal care, and free health care for all dependents up to the age of 5 years. In order to qualify for this special provision, the white primitive participant must have avoided being killed within the 3-day hunt. Designated primitives may also participate as airplane shooters by paying a non-refundable fee of $4,000 and proof of citizenship. The state has informed us that driver's license and NRA membership cards are considered acceptable proof.
Quite a plan. To date, state officials have reported that 1,623 people have signed up to be participants. 427 white primitives have paid for the privilege of being airplane shooters. And more than 3,000 Americans from across the country have sent in the $2,000 non-refundable deposit in order to be placed on the Alaska Hunt Shooters List.
Wow! Heck of a story, Bill.
You're right, Sandy, it is. It might also have some merit for any part of the country with a large white primitive population. And finally, the governor's office has stated that this event will be a revenue plus for Alaska and a win-win for all residents of the state. Now, a sports update from Jerry Jersey. Take it away, Jerry.
White Primitives is a production of Gumbeater.com and was written by Walter Winch. Our cast includes Doug Washburn as Bill, Kim O'Dell as Sandy, and Victor Henson as Arnold Axelrod. Sound recording and editing by Daniel Campo. To hear more about Gumbeater.com and listen to stories about who we are, visit us on the web at Gumbeater.com. Bon voyage.